I want to say a special thank you to a number of people who have helped to make Holy Week what it has been. And first, it's the Altar Guild. The Altar Guild does all of what they do in the background and are often not seen. But what they do is very, very important because it allows us to be prepared and ready for our worship. And they were here for about 2 hours yesterday morning, polishing every little bit of silver that they could find in preparation of today. And so we give thanks for them and for the flowers that have been organized, and very much appreciate all that you have done in that. I also want to say thank you and a word of welcome to Jeff, who has been our trumpeter this morning. Easter is glorious, even more so when we have a trumpet. So thank you for being here, and to you and to Michael for all that he has done as well over this Easter season. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, Marcia, over these next days as you grieve the death of your mother in Montreal. It's not an easy time, especially the distance. And our prayers are with you, and we are with you as your parish family in the midst of that grief. So thoughts and prayers are with you. Last evening at St. James Cathedral in downtown Toronto, as part of the Easter Vigil, two of our Mandarin fellowship, one was baptized and one was confirmed. And it happened there because that's where the confirmations were happening. We give thanks to God for that as part of our Mandarin ministry, and we will look forward in the next few weeks where they will be introduced formally as part of our parish community and recognized for that step along their faithful journeys. We have a new banner, and Colleen has gone downstairs to get things ready. I mentioned to Colleen after the Afro-Caribbean Black History Month service that we didn't have a banner to represent African heritage. And so she has created this banner, which is going to hang on the wall over here. And it will be wonderful to have that up, showing some of the diversity that is within our parish, to join the Mandarin banner as well. And I put a call out there. And so it's an encouragement to also try and discern how we might create a banner that represents our Caribbean heritage as well, that can also hang up on the wall, so that we start to really see in our midst, in our worship space, the diversity of who we are and the gifts that we bring because of where we come from. One last thing. As many of you may know, we have been praying for Leonard's brother, Michael, who has been in hospital since Ash Wednesday. And Michael was moved into palliative care on Friday, and Leonard has been dividing up his time as best he could between family, hospital, and St. George's. And I think very wisely, Leonard approached the bishop and asked for a leave of absence from St. George's so that he can focus on the time with his brother and his family. So he has been granted that leave of absence, which will begin after the services today. It's 4 to 6 weeks. And know that our thoughts and our prayers go with both you and Felicity and your whole family as you keep vigil and as you pray. And as you mentioned at the 8 o'clock service after that, that you do so in the spirit of the resurrection. And so I'm going to invite you and Felicity to come forward, and we will offer prayers for you. And I'm going to invite Margie to come to see if she could anoint them with oil.
It's a dangerous thing to give a microphone to a clergy person, but I'll be very brief. Just wanted to say thanks for all of your prayers and concerns. We've felt the prayers, and we are now at the point where we just need to devote a lot more time to my brother's care. And we've had a lot of love, a lot of concern, and we've been searching for answers. Our faith is strong, and yet we've been searching for answers as to what is God's will, and it's fairly clear right now what is God's will. And so we approach this in the spirit of the resurrection, that we know that for my brother, this is not the end of the story. and for each and every one of us, this is not the end of the story. So thanks be to God, and thanks for all of your prayers.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we pray that you will lay your hand on Leonard and Felicity and on their whole family, and especially on his brother Michael. Pray that you will be with them to give them strength and faith, peace of mind and heart and spirit as they walk these next days together. Be with the doctors and all who care for him. Be with those who surround them, and be with us as we pray for them. And so now we offer you this anointing as you head off on this journey.
Leonard, I anoint you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Felicity, I anoint you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, in his love and mercy, uphold you by the grace and power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. And our blessings go with you, and our prayers go with you as well.
Thank you.
And we will look forward to 4 to 6 weeks when you come back.
Oh, yes, that's better.
Absolutely. Leonard reminded me of one last announcement, and it is, please do join us for a time of fellowship and refreshments downstairs in the parish hall as we continue to celebrate the joy of the hope and promise of Easter. Our recessional hymn is Yours Be the Glory.